This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel battled Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group in Gaza on Monday, including in far southern Rafah, despite U.S. warnings against a full-scale invasion of the crowded city and of the threat from post-war anarchy and insurgency. Clashes also raged in northern and central Gaza as Israel marked a somber Memorial Day followed by Independence Day from Monday night, more than 7 months into the war sparked by Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel. Despite the recent uptick in cross-border bombardments between Israel and the Iran-backed Hezbollah militia in Lebanon, analysts say both foes may not want to escalate their conflict given the tremendous cost to both countries. Dale Gavlak reports.
The United Nations World Food Program provides aid to more than 158,000 people in Lebanon who are affected by war, but warns that should conditions worsen, it cannot supply more. Lebanese authorities say there has been more than $1.5 billion in damages so far from cross-border hostilities. Israel's defense minister, Yoav Gallant, has warned that either a diplomatic agreement or a military solution was required for Israeli residents who have fled the border region to return home in the north. Dale Gavlak, VOA News.
Israeli protesters blocked aid trucks heading for Gaza on Monday, throwing food packages on the road in the latest in a series of incidents that have come as Israel has pledged to allow uninterrupted humanitarian supplies into the besieged enclave. Four protesters, including a minor, were arrested at the protest. This is VOA News. Donald Trump's one-time fixer and the star prosecution witness at his criminal trial testified on Monday how, under Trump's directions, he paid a porn actress to hush up quote-unquote catastrophic revelations of an affair. Michael Cohen, once Trump's attack lawyer, gave calm, unemotional evidence against him, occasionally glancing at Trump, who sat slouched in his chair at the defendant's table. Trump is accused of falsifying business records to reimburse Cohen for a $130,000 hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election, when her claims of a sexual encounter with Trump could have doomed his campaign. U.S. President Joe Biden is blocking a China-backed cryptocurrency mining firm from owning land near an American nuclear base, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The order forces the divestment of property near Wyoming's Warren Air Force Base, one of three housing America's ground-based nuclear missiles. The move was made in conjunction with a little-known federal agency that investigates corporate deals for national security concerns. While the order is vague on the actual concerns, the Treasury Department notes there are issues with foreign-sourced equipment potentially capable of spying, which presents a significant national security risk. Sagar Magani, Washington.
49 Vatican Museums employees have started an unprecedented labor dispute over what they say are unfair and poor conditions at their workplace, which could lead to an embarrassing lawsuit against Pope Francis's administration. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Laura Scroll spoke to Reuters on Monday. Scroll says the group's claims included extra working hours paid at low insufficient health and safety provisions. She added that the group only decided on this action after, quote, all their demands and requests over years were left unanswered. The workers, mostly museum attendants, sent their petition to the Vatican's Governatorato, the body that administers the Vatican city-state. Around 700 people are employed at the Vatican museums. The 49 involved in the dispute are all Italian citizens and have been employed at the Vatican for many years. Unions are not allowed in Vatican City.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. The European Union on Monday raised concerns about quote-unquote post-election violence in Chad 4 days after the presidential election victory of junta leader General Mohamed Idriss Deby. After the results were announced on Thursday, soldiers fired shots in the air in Chad's capital. I'm Joe Ramsey.